Hey, if you love Roll For It, watch the cast live every week on Twitch as we continue the story. That's twitch.tv/rollforitpod.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Roll For It. It's a fast-paced D&D podcast featuring random monsters and epic adventures.
You're listening to a super-duper special bonus episode about our characters from Season 1 and some brand new characters as well.
This adventure takes place after the events of Season 1, so if you want to hear more about how we reached level 10, go listen to Season 1 of Roll For It.
If not, don't worry about it. The story stands on its own and should be an excellent journey for D&D veterans and newbiecorns alike.
We're all so excited to be here, and we couldn't have made it happen without our listeners. So thank you for tuning into this special episode of Roll For It.
Hi, everybody. My name is Justin. Welcome to episode 1 of the Roll For It side series, 21 Mump Street. I'm here with my friends Amy and Kyle. How are you guys?
Hey, doing really well. Thank you, Justin.
I am swell, which is an extra letter from well.
Okay.
Do you guys want to intro your characters in a couple sentences for people who have not heard season one? Also, if you haven't heard season one, you're a freaking goofball. Go listen to season one.
Yeah. My name's Amy, and I play Havilar. She is a dragonborn barbarian, and she's really strong and loves to fight. And, you know, she's a little bit hard to get to know, but underneath her really strong scales is a very soft heart.
I'm Kyle. I play Mumps. He's a halfling bard. He's got a big heart and a little brain. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He's just the funnest little guy, but if you give him a crossword puzzle, he wouldn't do very well. He's a good kid.
And I am Justin for this bonus episode. I am dethroning Jake as the DM, and I am stealing the crown. We're really excited about it. If you enjoy everything, Roll For It, check us out on YouTube. We have a bunch of stuff there, like Drunk D&D with Season 2 cast. If you like us too much, go join Durbin's Pack on Patreon. And finally, I'm also a DM for another D&D podcast, so if you can't get enough of some goofy D&D, check out our podcast, The Explorers Pack. Well, I'm so excited to be helping create this canonical campaign, so if you die, you die. There'll be no Season 1 Part 2.
OMG.
We can ruin the Roll For It world today. Without further ado, let's jump right in. 21 Mump Street opens up about a couple months after Season 1. You guys have been spending some time at Castle Viajara, still in the Material Plane. Princess Violette is on her royal shit, dude. She's crushing it on the royal duties, figuring out how to be a leader for the people. I know I said duties, relax. Yeah. Absolutely relax. What have you guys been doing for these few months?
Mumps was thinking about maybe taking up the banjo, expanding his repertoire. He was going to try piano, but his fingers were too short for all of the keys. He couldn't reach.
Havilar's just been, you know, organizing the castle watch and to make sure everything's very safe. Not a lot of downtime, just like constantly moving and doing stuff.
You both have been, you know, working and not working and relaxing and not relaxing, doing both of your things. It's gotten a little colder, it's snowy, the spires are high, there's people everywhere. You guys have made your little home here in the mountains in this mountain castle in the Material Plane. But we open this campaign with Havilar. Havilar, you're walking through the giant brick hallways of this castle towards an area of the castle you know far too well, the quarters of Princess Violette. Mm.
Havilar's very much used to Princess Violette being accessible all of the time. Mm-hmm. And since they've been all together at the castle and reestablishing their lives, there hasn't been a lot of time for Violette. And Havilar's feeling like kind of lonely. So Havilar's just like trying to have some afternoon tea with Violette.
You have a little plate with a couple tea saucers on it, teacups and everything.
Havilar drinks tea? This is news to me.
Well, I mean, I drink tea when Princess Violette drinks tea. She has some sort of, you know, lavender, berry nonsense, and it all tastes the same to me, so.
You come to one of the city guards that you trained and you brought up over these past couple months, standing guard at the doors.
Oh, hello, young fellow.
Ninny Bobbin.
Ninny.
Miss Havilar.
Yes.
Ninny Bobbin. My name is Ninny Bobbin. How are you doing today?
Oh, I am so very well. It is a very crisp morning, perfect for some tea, which I've brought the princess's favorite.
Oh, yes, the very berry bubblegum triple master. She's been waiting all day. Thank you so much. I'll take that and bring it into her. Thank you so much.
I thought that perhaps that I would take it in, you know, Violette and I.
Oh, there is no need for you to go past those wooden doors. There's no need for that. So I'll take the saucers from you and I'll bring them in to her.
Can I try to intimidate?
Yeah, for sure. Guard? Yeah. Yeah, go for it. He's going to roll an opposing check, but yes, absolutely.
Well, I'm a little bit flustered. I just like stand up a little bit taller and like puff out my chest a little bit. And maybe I can make my scales kind of like come out a little bit. Have you seen Galaxy Quest?
Yeah.
You know, the evil Saurus, I think his name is. He's a bad guy, and he's got like these tentacle things that come out of his head. So, and they kind of just like expand when he's mad. So that's kind of what I'm picturing.
Yeah. And Ninny Bobbin looks at you and goes,
Miss Havilar, I would let you in, but I'm on specific duties at this door to not let people on the list right here pass those doors.
There's a list?
There's a list of people who can't go in, not a list of people who can go in.
And with that, Havilar's just a little bit heartbroken. There's a list? Let me see the list. Where's the list?
Okay, fine, take it. You snatch the list from him, and it says, do not let in, with a colon, Havilar, don't have time today. And your name is the only one on the list.
Oh, that's so sad.
I can't read very well, but they told me it was you. So I don't know what else it says, but I'm sorry.
Well, that you were told wrong. This says someone else's name entirely, but I don't want to come in anymore. And I throw the list back at him and slowly walk away.
Oh, sorry. Please don't be mad at me in training later on.
He grabs the list and grabs the tea and goes past the doors. And Mumps, go ahead and roll a perception check for me with advantage.
Okay.
Or a stealth, kind of whichever one you're going for here.
You know what? Let's do stealth because Mumps is really good at stealth. 31.
Mumps, you heard every single bit of that. You were coming around the wall. You have Durbin with you. And Havilar starts kind of walking your way.
Yeah, I'll literally just turn the corner and I'll be like, hey, Havilar, I've been working on my banjo rendition of Devil Went Down to Ganvalade. Can you like maybe take a listen and see if it's any good? Havilar, are you crying?
Oh, Mumps, what have I told you about spying on me?
It's not spying if I just have, accidentally light footsteps. Like, I only weigh, like, a couple pounds. I just walk and the ground doesn't move under my feet. So sorry.
Well, I wasn't crying anyway, so you have nothing to apologize for.
Okay, it's just, I worry because, you know, you're a really big frost dragon, and then when you cry and they turn to like little icicles, and when they fall from that height onto my head, they can actually do like damage. So.
Well, then why don't you just stay away from me too, Mumps? I have to go.
I would like to follow Havilar with my special stealth skills.
I'm just going outside the castle.
You get out to the courtyard and you head towards a gate. You see another guard at the gate. Oh, Mr. Havilar.
Miss Havilar, I've been guarding this gate like you told me last night, and I haven't left up until now.
Wait, you're leaving?
Well, no, I just meant the time period that I have stood in this exact spot spans from when you told me not to leave this spot.
Oh, yes, good job, Phil.
I did good.
Good job.
All right, Mumps is gonna, I guess, make himself known. I would like to roll a persuasion check on Phil. It's a 24.
He rolled in that one. What do you want?
Hey there, Phil, buddy. How's it going? Yeah, we're here to totally relieve you and stuff. We're going to take this time off your hands. I just need you to do one thing for me. I need you to tell Ninny Bonham that he's fired. Like, I just need you to tell him to pack up his things.
Absolutely.
Mumps, don't do that.
You're not welcome here anymore, Ninny Bonham. Say those words exactly and say they're from the royal people.
Absolutely. 100%. He picks up a notebook, starts writing all these down.
No, Phil.
After you do that, I need you to go to Violet and tell her that we're having a great time without her. Just Havilar and Mumps in Durban, and we're partying hard.
Absolutely. I will go fire Ninny Bobbin. He is technically my superior. Bye!
I think that went really well.
Whatever happens. If
you hear Phil from inside go, come on, everybody, kick Ninny Bobbin!
Remember to use the steel-toed boots.
Remember to use the steel-toed boots!
Mumps, did you just start a riot?
I don't know if I'd call it a riot so much as inter-union troubles. Maybe we should just, get out of here and lay low for a little bit.
Very uncharacteristic of you, Mumps, but I'm in.
Go ahead and roll a perception check for me, both of you. Mumps, you're too excited about this idea of like just getting out of the castle for a bit. And Havilar, you turn your head, and at Phil's station, you see a little book, kind of like those booklets that high school athletes would go door to door and sell of like coupons of like little places in the area. You see that, but for the mountain region of the material plane that you guys are in. You see little Groupons for a couple different things, like a casino and a little hot stone spa, all located in a town called Lexington.
Well, perhaps we could lay low in this town, Lexington. Have you ever been there, Mumps?
No, I haven't, because like I don't really leave the castle much.
Yeah, that's true. We don't really leave. This would be our first outing outside the castle. You know what, Mumps? I'm going to give you the privilege of picking a Groupon from this little booklet. See, these are Groupons, and we get to go somewhere and pay a discounted price for their services.
As you open this book of Groupons, you hear a voice go, "Hi, I'm Groo from Groo's Deposits of Discounts. These are all my pawns." When you close it, it stops talking, and every time you open it, starts again. You can go to any one of these stores and get discounts.
Oh God, that's horrific.
God, that's terrible. Wow. Oh, Havilar, your trust in me is really, wow, it's to see how far we've come. Okay, wow.
Hi, I'm Groot.
I'll look in like the little table of contents or glossary here. Let's see. We got a fondue place. No, I'm trying to eat less dairy. Oh, a weapons store.
Oh, is it a make your own weapons class?
But, like, we have a whole armory here. So I don't really know. Oh my God. Havilar, you're gonna love this. Okay, ready? Look at this. And I open the book. It's top talking. Okay, great.
It's
a Swedish massage. It's for two people. It's a couple's massage. We can just tell them in great detail that we're just friends and maybe they'll believe us and maybe they won't. I don't know. I don't really care.
So these strangers would be touching me? I'm very confused. This seems like a punishment.
Not like in a bathroom at a bus stop way, but like in the fun way.
What way is that?
Like, have you ever watched, like, a baker knead some dough?
Oh, God.
And if you lean in real close, you can hear the dough going something like this. Ready? It goes, oh, yeah.
Mumps.
So imagine that, like, you're the dough with, like, some hunky elf or something.
How about we just decide on the way?
Okay, but that's my vote.
Yeah, you guys decide to head out to this new area, Lexington. On the back, it shows like a little map, not really too well, but you know, if you kind of head down the mountain, there'll probably be like signs on the way as you go. As you leave, you hear in the background, "Kick it while he's down!" You hear like sirens and you hear bells ringing as a riot ensues.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
You guys are going down these trails, these like snow-covered trees, you know, maple, oak, more trees. And
oh yeah, that tree. I know that tree.
Yeah, yeah, you know, maple, oak, and the others. And as you travel, it starts to get a little bit darker. You can't really tell if it's night or if it's just the deeper you get into this forest. But you do see some signs, those like classic wooden posts that you would see in like Skyrim, basically, that just has the arrows pointing off as this. This wooden post is just Lexington one way, and all the other kind of towns and different areas are pointing off the opposite way.
It's so dark. How long have we been walking?
Hours, thank God we're here. Oh my God, my legs are so sore. I need that massage more than ever now. Tell you what, you can stand there and like watch me and see how good they are. And if I'm like in the throes of platonic pleasure, then like you can jump in later.
Mumps, this really sounds like something that I shouldn't be involved in.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Havilar.
Well, it... And I just go walk a little bit ahead.
It's a pretty dark area, a little more gloomy than you have seen through the rest of the forest. One thing that sticks out in particular, on the sign that says Lexington, you see like this blue and purple ooze dripping on the sign.
I don't think I want to go this way anymore. That's gross.
Is it something we've seen before?
No. You can roll an insight check on it if you want to kind of get a vibe for it a little bit more.
I got a 7.
17.
Mumps, you should eat this goo. This goo looks like a very tasty treat.
Did you say eat this goo?
And then Havilar, it doesn't look harmful. Like, it doesn't look like it's going to come out and bite you or anything like that. But it does look like a toxic liquid that maybe should not be consumed.
I'm starting to get a similar feeling that this direction means bad things.
Yeah, but can we maybe stop for a snack first? Like, we've been traveling for hours and I'm kind of hungry. Did you bring anything? I didn't bring anything. I didn't know it was going to be this long of a trek.
We left rather abruptly and kind of lit fires as we went. I don't know, it felt a little manic. I'm regretting it a little bit now. So no, I didn't bring any snacks.
Well, you know what? The goo looks kind of tasty. Maybe I'll just get a little fingerful of here.
Oh.
And I like to scoop a finger of goo and lick my finger.
No, Mumps! I grab his hand.
No, I was gonna say, if you said you licked your finger, you just licked it.
Okay.
You take 5 poison damage.
Oh, dang it.
It does not taste good. It tastes really gross. It like burns your throat a bit. It almost tastes like you just took a shot of straight rubbing alcohol, but you hear in your head very shitty EDM music. Yeah, just that one noise over and over and over again. Roll perception checks for me.
I got a 9.
12.
Okay, both of you can go ahead and roll dexterity saving throws with disadvantage. And Mumps, you can roll one for Durbin as well, also with disadvantage.
All right, well, Mumps got a 9. Durbin got a 3.
Oh, no.
I got an 18.
You hear a voice behind you. Sorry to startle you, my friends. Boom! This black and gold magic comes from behind you and blows you guys like 15 feet.
Jesus.
You all take 8, 10.
What the fuck? Oh yeah, why is this taking so long to count?
You all take 44 necrotic damage. How about you half it to 22?
That escalated quickly.
You guys are knocked aback. You guys are like thrown into trees. You see this brassy black magic flowing through this probably like 5 foot wide trail, now probably 20 feet wide from this explosion. Limbs come falling down from the trees. Tree limbs, not like body parts. And in front of you is a human man wearing cow skin pants, cowboy boots. He has a
black duster on and his black cowboy hat. All of it is like made half with this brass metal fixins and gears just ticking away, controlling half of his body. You see like one of his teeth that looked like a golden tooth. And as you guys are slaying, they're struggling. He looks out at you and goes, I'm kind of on a tight schedule, so I'm going to be taking your friend here and I'm going to be showing myself out. But enjoy Lexington. Absolutely. It's a beautiful town.
Did you say taking a friend? No. Havilar, hit him.
You look down and you see him in his hands holding a dead Durbin. Full dead. I mean, he took 40 damage and a mule has what, like 10? Durbin is bloodied.
Can you shut the fuck up for a second? What, what the fuck are you talking about? Are you saying?
This cowboy looks at you and goes, he has a duty to do, and I have a duty to do. And hey, maybe you'll see him soon as he's helping me bridge to the stage in the sky.
Oh my god.
You start to see him snap away. You have like one moment to say something.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have any money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a not very long career. Skills that have made me a nightmare for people like you. I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
A shiver runs down Havilar's spine, and she will never ever tell Mumps that that happened.
That's mighty cute. I hope to see you soon, buddy. And he tosses a little piece of parchment at you. Him and the dead body of Durbin blink away.
Mumps, don't look at the blood.
And it's too much blood. Mumps barfs. Mumps barfs a lot.
I want to sit, kind of like nudge him into a bush so that he's puking off the side of the road. And then I want to look for any clues around. Oh, that paper. I want to pick it up and read it.
There's no words on it. You see these two symbols, one on each side. One side has black sketching of a like crack in a rock wall with a colorful goo dripping out of it. And then on the other side, you see a black outline of arms with these golden strings very brutally stitched into the arms. So these strings kind of dangling down, holding these arms.
Is Mumps still puking?
I'm just crying now. There wasn't a lot in there because I was hungry and then I had the goo. So I really just threw up goo.
You've had a hard day, Mumps. I think that we should take this clue and continue into Lexington to see if anyone knows anything about it.
Yeah, because that dude stands out like a sore thumb. He's some, like, steampunk Keith Urban-looking motherfucker. I think we'll be able to find him pretty quickly.
You guys walk in a little bit of solace, hoping to figure this out. You see a creature stapling papers to every tree they can get their hands on. Betsy, will you please introduce your character to us?
Hi, I'm Betsy. I am a character named Celine Amistad. She is a fantastical moon elf druid. She is definitely chaotic good. You'll learn some real fun things about her as we go through this episode. She's got some quirks.
Havilar, you're really big and scary, so I think it's best if I do the talking, okay? You got it? Carry on.
Do your little small friendly thing.
Thank you. Hey, you, little elf thing. Hey, we could use some help. Have you seen, like, this really scary, mean...
Yes, I have. He took my Magda.
And Havilar sighs heavily as there is now more tears happening.
I don't know what a Magda is, but,
She's the best saber-toothed tiger that you'll ever see. And he took her.
Okay, I see that you're in, like, the really sad stage of grief. I'm still really, like, revved up and, like, ready to punch some stuff. So, like, I'm just gonna try and get through this without crying. I have a mule, and his name is Durbin, and we've been together for a long time, and I don't really know how to explain it, but we have, like, this really tight bond. Like I can just look in his eyes, and I know what he's thinking, and he can look at mine, and he kind of gets it right half the time. But, like, that's really good for a mule, because they're usually not as good as that. And now he's gone, and he's dead, and I don't know what's going on, and I just need to find this really, like, I don't know, aggressive looking Tim McGraw looking motherfucker, and I just want to find him, and I just want to hurt him, and can you help us?
I look at the companion to this small creature and say, could you translate what he just said? I think I only caught like every other word.
Yes, my sincerest apologies. He does carry on. We lost our friend Durbin, our mule, and some cowboy looking motherfucker, as Mump so eloquently put it, has taken him, and we were hoping that perhaps since you seem to be in a similar situation, you would have a clue or several.
I don't really know a lot. I've been putting up these signs hoping that maybe someone would call me, but I haven't heard anything. I do know that we might be able to bring them back. Do either of you know Ray's debt?
I'm chock full of magic. I'm like, it bursts out of my fingertips when I'm not looking. Like, you have no idea.
That's interesting, because I wouldn't have known that from looking at you.
Well, I do. I keep my hands in my pocket sometimes. It's a habit. I'm trying to break it.
But Mumps, do you know Ray's dead?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was trying to say yes. I was trying to be creative. I'm a bard. Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Celine.
My name is Mumps.
Oh, nice to meet you, Mumps.
And I'm Havilar, and I'm a dragonborn. Now, can we put our heads together?
Well, okay, first of all, here's a picture of Magda, and I hand them two of my flyers that I've been hanging up literally everywhere. You can see them all the way leading into town.
You guys get a little poster with a crudely drawn picture of a saber-toothed tiger, and underneath you see, please contact Temple of Saw and Celine. Mumps, you know the spell Raise Dead. It's something that can bring a creature that fully dies, fully back to life, but you have to use a diamond worth 500 gold, and when they come back, they're going to come back very hurt for a little while, and they'll slowly get their steps back.
Celine, okay, yes. I'm just going to sidebar with Havilar real quick, so we're just going to take like 10 paces this way, and you just stand tight, okay?
Fine.
What is it?
So I know the spell. Like, I got it. I know it, all right? I just, what if, like, we can't get a diamond? What if worse? What if we get, like, one diamond, and now I have to pick between, like, Durbin and this saber-tooth cat tiger thing? I don't really know what a Magda is. What if I have to choose? I can't make that decision, Havilar. I'm going to choose Durbin, and then this moon elf is going to be, like, so pissed.
Excuse me, you're not as quiet as you think you are. And I actually think that I might have a diamond. I just have to go back to my house and look.
I see. So we are in a predicament where I have the spell and you have the diamond.
A diamond? Princess Violette surely has many diamonds.
Excuse me, who's Princess Violette?
She only, like, kind of rules around here. I'm surprised you haven't heard of her.
Where is she? Why is she not with you if you love her so much?
Havilar just starts walking into Lexington.
Oh, shit.
Ugh, okay.
And that is where we will end this session. First episode.
Woo!
What a woo a woo!
Mumps, how are you doing?
Not fucking well. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, I just watched my closest companion in the world be murdered and then taken from me. So I'm not doing well.
How about Havilar?
Well, I'm a little bit bummed that this turned into such a mess when we were supposed to be having a good time. So I'm just trying to be strong for Mumps and just drag him along so we can figure this out. And I mean, I'm also sad about Durbin. I'm also sad.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. If you like the show, please tune in. We have two more episodes of this little three-arc mini-series. Thank you so much, Amy. Thank you so much, Betsy. Thank you so much, Kyle. And
bye.
Guys, see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is DM Jake. Thanks so much for listening to the pod. We can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. If you want more adventures from these characters, we're continuing the story live each week on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/rollfortpod. Tune in to watch the cast take on levels 11 through 20 and interact with us as we play. You can catch sessions you might have missed on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rollfortpod. See you there.